And the biggest issue, and I gotta go with my guy Boone here. I have to. The biggest issue is that it's the same explanation after every one of these dreadful performances. Last night was gross. I mean, we all know that, right? So you think about this, and it's been a conversation that's been going on for a long time. And sometimes it's pretty easy to pinpoint, and then sometimes it feels like it's impossible to pinpoint because we go in circles, because we kind of go off scent, and we start going to, like, Hal, and, you know, he spends a lot, but not like he used to, or not like his dad did. Then we go to Cashman. We just bounce all around, right? I got to tell you, the more I think about this, I think the biggest issue with the Yankees, and they're not constructed great, we know that. I think it's deeper than that. And it really hit me last night. The accountability is not existent. When did this become acceptable for the Yankees to too often resemble a circus and there's no repercussions? Now, I'm asking the question, but I don't know the answer because it's been going on so long that I can't even remember when it started. Like, what's the origin? Is it, at least with this administration, is it maybe Gary Sanchez? Well, that even goes back to Girardi, but maybe starting there, you know, was it, I would probably say Gleyber Torres, you know, was the source of most of my consternation for years. Lack of hustle, lack of engagement. And then, you know, new guys started showing up. Josh Donaldson, Pimpin, Gallo a mess, Hicks a mess. Accepted. It was really largely accepted. The other night, Vivas getting thrown out from 320 feet away without sliding. And, you know, you look to the dugout and, listen, if I'm the manager, Vivas's ass is on the bench. Sit down, buddy. Like, I'm not looking to destroy your career, but what you just did is not allowed. So you're not playing the rest of the game. And we'll have an animated discussion behind closed doors. I'm not here to embarrass you, but you're not playing. That was below the level of acceptance, not only for a Yankee standard, but let's be honest, for a professional athlete standard. And there was no repercussion. And then last night with Volpe. I mean, I'm running out of things to say here for my man Volpe. I really am. You know I root for him. You know I love him. And you know I'm not giving up on him. And it's not just because he's from Jersey. Like, that's a lot of the reason why I really do root for him more than many others. I've just always gravitated to that local angle. I always have and I always will. You know, going back to Mullen and Mark Jackson at St. John's, that just means something to me. It always has. I love that stuff. John Franco for the Mets, Mazzilli for the Mets. Like, I just find that cool. I love that. All right? I mean, but good God almighty, I got to tell you, the explanation last night from Aaron Boone was unacceptable. Skip, you can't lie to us anymore. You can't tell us something that's not true right now. He's not an elite shortstop. He's a mess. He's a mess. His head's a mess. His mechanics are a mess. His approach is a mess. Don't lie to us. We know you're better. I know you're better than that. I know you know the game. There's multiple generations of Boones who forgot more baseball than my family tree's ever going to know combined. Don't lie to us. I mean, come on. Now a simple throw across the diamond is an adventure. What is going on? What's the story? I mean, Peraza slingshotting throws, Goldschmidt looking like he's 50 all of a sudden the first base, and Volpe has been a disaster at shortstop. Elite. You know, I know. Boomer Geo, certainly Geo. Because now Boomer's found the ability to track exit velo. So he's a bit of a stat head geek like me a little bit. But, you know, some of you guys laugh when I bring up some of these numbers. But the numbers, I'm not going to recite them now. Just trust me. On every conceivable level are unacceptably gross. They're bad. They're atrocious with Volpe right now. And the manager last night's telling us he's still elite. And he even said, Well, that's 3-4 plays. No, it's not. Enough. Where is the accountability? And by the way, I told Sal this a month ago. Don't sleep on the Blue Jays. If you think that the Blue Jays are going to suddenly collapse, Blue Jays aren't afraid of the Yankees. They look at them like, okay, whether it's a 15-pitch at bat, whether it's taking the extra base, whether it's Gausman last night throwing, what, 7 straight fastballs to Judge? Here it is. I'm coming at you. Like, we are looking you in the eye, and we're here to beat you. We're not going to genuflect at the almighty Yankees. You know why? Because they haven't been the almighty, powerful Yankees for a long time. And the answer for me is because there has been a diminished or even worse than that, an overt absence of accountability with the Yankees. So I know yesterday we talked about the trade deadline, and there's things that they have to do, and there's things that they will do. That's one thing. They're tweaking this. You know that. Cashman's going to cook, and we'll see what it does. But man, oh man, how can we watch what we watch and we see what we see and then, you know, watch the post game on Guess, and Aaron Boone's telling us it's all good? No, it's not. It's actually mostly bad. Come on, man. Come on. I mean, that's where I got to get a little separation from Aaron. I can't defend that anymore. I can't. And I won't, because it's not accurate. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal here on the Fan. Sal is off. Hey, we're inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Where's the urgency? This is not May 9th, you know, and you're playing a bad White Sox team and you have a rough game. It is almost August. You are now 4 behind Toronto. And there's no problems, man. It's all good, right? No urgency. No accountability. And listen, for a long time, one of the things that I've said, or at least I believe, and I still do believe this, that behind closed doors, you know, Aaron Boone is a very different, or he presents himself differently to players who need it behind closed doors. He's very cognizant of not embarrassing the modern athlete. That's fine. I do get that. You know, this is not Billy Martin. This is not Greg Nettles. This is not Reggie Jackson. Hell, St. Buck Showalter's era. I get it. A lot of coddling going on with these young players. A lot of egos to placate. Really, really, it sucks. And it's made worse when what we see is so substandard, and then it's presented back to us as, no, we're good. It's okay. It's not okay. Now, what is the move with Volpe? I mean, you know, a while ago, Sal was saying send him down. I'm still not there. There's no way I'm going to send. I'm not sending him down. And I know, well, you know, at least small sample. It worked last night with Alvarez. We'll get to the Mets. Good win. I mean, they look dead. And then the Mets comeback's good win. Mets have a lot of problems as well. It's a good win. And we'll get to them next hour. But I'm not doing it. Number one, there's no other option. What the hell's Peraza done to deserve playing shortstop? Yeah, let's reward him. Is he hitting a buck 90 yet? He ain't it. So what I would do is I would sit him. And I don't care that it's Toronto. Hey, Bellinger didn't play last night. You tell me Volpe can't sit for a day or two? Let him sit. Let him clean his head out. I would even go so far, again, this is not happening in 2025. I would even go so far as to say, don't even come to the ballpark today, man. And I know that that's not going to happen. Just chill at a hotel. You know, get a little workout in, get your stretching in, but don't touch a bat, don't touch a ball, don't touch a glove, don't even touch a weight. Just chill. Netflix it. Just get away from baseball. Relax. Because that's what's happening to Anthony right now. The pressure, the grinding nature of what he's battling, and you know, being from here is amazing when you make it, when you play well. When you don't play well and you're from here, It is amplified times a million. So the kid's clearly swimming. Sit him. Sit him down. I mean, he's a bad week away, if this continues, from hitting 197. Come on. And I was bothered by what Aaron said last night. No, not even a remotely accurate, Skip. He is a mess, and he is drowning, and it is your organization's responsibility to save him from himself. Running him out there every night ain't working. It's making it worse. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number. Let's get to the calls here. Ray's in Babylon on the Fan. What's going on, Ray?
BT, I told your screener exactly what you just said about the urgency. Two nights ago, when Jazz Chisholm popped up and he literally jogged to first base.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? What would you say to your kid if he pops up like that and he jogged to first base? What would you say to him? Where's the hustle? Is your head into this? Do you want to win this game?
Mm.
That's the problem with the Yankees, among other things, is this lack of urgency. That's number one. And number two, don't you want to hear Aaron Boone for 1 second say he's going to make an adjustment? He's going to react to the circumstances that are presented in front of him?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just saying every night, we're good, we're good. And I'll tell you something right now. I'm going to tell you why these Blue Jays are legit. They play for their fans. And that fan base is crazy. They follow them all every game that they go to.
They're fired
they
up.
Are
yeah.
the they are the national team of Canada. I would say, you know, it rivals even the Canadians. Those fans
want
the Blue Jays to, well, those fans follow them everywhere, and they want, and those Blue Jays, they want to win for the fans. What are the Yankees doing for us? Are they doing anything to respond to the fan base that's furious right now?
Ray, I appreciate the anger. I get it. It's been a strange season. Thanks for the call, man. But you're branching into a few things here. I mean, what are the Yankees doing for the fans? Well, Aaron Judge might win you the Triple Crown. He might. We'll see how Max Fried responds with the blister. We'll see how Max Fried responds, you know, with the rest of the way here. And he's not going to win the Cy Young because Skubal's going to get it. But he's going to win top. He's going to be a top three Cy Young guy. So, I mean, let's not go nuts. Let's keep it to a few primary items here. And to me, the biggest item, the biggest issue, the biggest concern, aside from third baseman, like actual baseball stuff, the accountability, you know. And Ray just said you'd like to hear Aaron Boone talk about adjustments. I don't need to hear Aaron Boone say it. I wouldn't mind seeing it. I don't need him to say, hey, you know, listen, it's been a little rough with this guy, been a little rough with that guy. We're going to do this. But you don't need to tell us the plans. You don't need to lift up the curtain. But things do need to change. And while you're not going to bury Anthony Volpe, I wouldn't even want to see that. Or even Vivas, you know, who's a kid from the other night with Acuna, play at third base. But there's a balance between looking at us and saying we're good versus absolutely destroying one of your guys. Nobody's asking you to do that. I know that that's realistic, but we're not dumb. Matter of fact, there's not a savvier group of baseball fans in the country. We know what we're watching, both teams. Let me get Eric Rivervale, New Jersey. What's up, man?
BT, how are we doing, brother?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Great show, man. I knew you were going to come out of the gate firing with the Yankees because I'm in the same boat with you. Watching that game last night was absolutely painful. The left side of the infield for the New York Yankees is an absolute abomination. And when you've got guys, I mean, Volpe, obviously tip of the spear there, but Peraza, the only reason this guy is in is as a defensive replacement. The guy's batting sub 150 with an OPS literally of under 450, which I didn't even think was possible in professional baseball, but it is.
Yeah, well,
Volpe isn't much better, right? Volpe's batting, what, 214 with a sub 700 OPS?
Yeah, I know.
It's absurd. It's embarrassing for the New York Yankees. And to have two unearned runs on Rodon's ducat last night is absolutely ridiculous. He pitched well, but the problem is he only pitched 5 1/3, right? Because of those two those two runs, then you know, Boone's got to go to the bullpen. And then after, yeah, to listen to Boone, and I've been a huge Boone defender because obviously he seems like a nice man. He's a likable guy.
Yeah, but great guy.
This has got to stop, man. Like, you cannot defend Volpe at this point. You just said it. We've got eyes. We can watch this. We're not stupid.
Yep.
This is insane. It's embarrassing. He replaced Derek Jeter, which is a whole other conversation. But to me, what's going to happen clearly is they're going to move him to second base and Lombard's going to be the future shortstop. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't help us right now.
No.
You know, what are they going to do now? And Volpe, I agree, needs to sit. Like, Bellinger's sitting on the bench last night watching. The guy's bats on fire. I understand numbers and Gausman and all that nonsense. But you can't tell me that the numbers tell you that it's better to start Volpe than Bellinger.
Here's the problem. Now, that was ridiculous with Bellinger. But I was like, what? When I saw the lineup on X, I'm like, is he hurt? Did he tweak a hamstring? Why the hell is he not playing? There's no – and I know the reason now. And I knew it immediately once I dug into it for 10 seconds. But I don't even hit me with a baseball reason for that. Put him out there. He's playing. He looks like a fast Paul O'Neill like the last 2 months. He looks absolutely awesome, Bellinger. He's a winner. Play him. It's not that, you know, we know the approach that they take. The one approach, or specifically as the mouthpiece and the front man for the Yankees, Boone, we know the direction, the route that he prefers, and that is to be soft publicly. And then I know, because I've talked to him about this. I've asked him to prod aggressively with certain types. You got to read the room. You got to know the personality, and you've got to be, you know, adaptable to the personalities, let's say. And he is, but I know what he's doing behind closed doors. Hey, here's a thought, though. Maybe some old school, I don't mean embarrassment, but maybe a little short of embarrassment, maybe that's going to kick some of these guys in the ass. It's all right to say, hey, he's not playing well. He's not doing the job. We need him to be better. And you can parse it with, he's a first-round pick with first-round talent, great young man, great character. By the way, all those things are true. Check, 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 check. He can run. He can pick it. He's got some pop. We know he's got some stuff in the tool bag. Nobody's doubting that. But stop holding the kid's hand. Like, this thought that nobody can function if there's an element of criticism is insane. Light a fire under them. Say it. That's it. Just say it. We all know it. Hoff said to me when he came, he's like, you got to send him to the minors. I'm like, I'm not having this talk today. I'm like, I know it's going to come up. I'm not sending him to the minors. There's no chance. But I will say this, the more this goes on, it's absolutely impossible to just push aside and say, that's irresponsible. Because if I do that, now I'm not doing my job. Like, it's morphing into such an issue that there's only so many elements of recourse here. Now, what I said was, I'd sit him for a game or two, chill. And I know it's Toronto, but again, Bellinger didn't play. So just unplug, because you know the levers are turning. He's not one of these young men who's just sitting there like, nah, whatever, I'll figure it out. He busts his ass every game. He always runs down the line. He's not a lazy, intermittently engaged young player. This kid wants it. Like, the reason Volpe's in the majors is because of the work ethic and certainly some natural, you know, gifts from God. But he's not 6'3". He doesn't hit one-handed bombs 420 feet. He doesn't have a rocket, you know, like De La Cruz or Sean Dunstan, if you're old enough, back in the day. He wasn't blessed with that stuff. He don't run like Ricky. He's fast. He don't run like Ricky or one of those players or Vince Coleman. He got here because of how much work he's put in. So I know he's not abandoning that now, but it's not working. You got to try something else. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. 888-808-1019. We'll get more of these calls. Obviously, Yanks were. That was just gross last night. BT and Sal on the Fan.